talking to Steven Gutkowski, and he was kind of down on himself, even said that he stinks. How do you, as the special teams captain, kind of make sure that he does not carry that kind of attitude for the whole weekend into the Buffalo game?
We're just going to be as positive as we can be with Steven. You know, you don't want to say too much, but you also want to let him know that we continue to have faith in him, continue to believe in his ability to perform, and that we wouldn't trade him for anyone. So, I'm going to just be as positive with Steve as possible and try to be as normal as possible. I think when you start trying to act too differently and say things differently, and it just, just makes it even a little bit stranger. So, we're going to be positive with him and, prepare for Buffalo.
Is it tough to watch players that you care about, players that you're with for a long period of time, go through something where you know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but they got to get through it?
Well, certainly you want to see all your teammates be successful. You know how much time and effort we put into this. But the nature of football is that it's a game of ups and downs. And the longer you play it, the more ups and downs you're going to have. And it's just all part of the process. So, we're obviously pulling for him. We want him to do well. And certainly believe that he will.
Does this team forget about what happened when you played Buffalo last time, or is it this week it's Buffalo, it's just a certain week, it's flat, and there's no thoughts?
We're just prepared to play the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, or preparing, I should say.
Yeah.
The first game has no bearing on this one. We look forward to playing against Coach Ryan and his tremendously coached football team, and they're a good football team.
As far as special teams goes, Matthews, is it one of those aspects of the game that people don't almost notice until something goes wrong, until there's a play here or there? It's almost like one of those thankless things.
It's always been that way. But we're okay with that. It just comes with the territory. But certainly I think, there's more attention drawn to the kicking game when you give up a kickoff return for touchdown or you get a punt blocked or something like that. It's one of those things you don't realize something's wrong until, there it is. So, yeah.
Hey, Matthew, last week I think you used the word either test or choose. It's going to be a big test or challenge for us. So we're going to learn a lot about ourselves after this game. I'm just curious, and haven't had a lot of time to digest it, but what do you feel you guys maybe learned about yourself as a team?
I think we're doing a lot of things well. And I think the thing about this team that really excites me is how well we get along. How we care for one another. I think beyond the football field, it's a unique vibe. So, and then I think we showed a great deal of mental toughness and fortitude yesterday going into a place like that and being able to win a football game. So, that was exciting to see us respond in that situation, and hopefully we can continue to grow moving forward.
How important was that, to go into a place where it's a hostile environment, where you know that city is all about football, and you were able to come out with a victory?
It was big. I think the first two road games we played, there was a big Patriot presence there from the fans. You're not going to get that in Pittsburgh, so it was a hostile environment. And I think, it was a time for us to really just worry about everybody that was in a white uniform and out there playing and just take care of our business and focus on the task that we had yesterday. And I think we did a good job of that.
Yeah. When it comes to Steve, you talked a little bit about, being supportive but not mentioning it too much and stuff. Is it almost tougher then, since this is really uncharted territory?
No, I don't think it's tougher. I think, for one, everybody on this team has to worry about doing their job. We can't be overly concerned with another man doing his job because everybody's got a job to do. And then secondly, a guy like myself, Steve and I have a great friendship. We've been teammates for 9 years now, so it's not difficult to go through something like this with him.
Matthew, Bill has said that you really don't find out what kind of football team you have until about this stage, 6-8 weeks into the season. And those things you talked about, toughness, togetherness, do you think that those define the personality of this team?
I certainly hope so. I think we've shown some of those things, but I think we're really going to find out about ourselves here down the home stretch. So I hope that's who we are. I believe that's who we are, but, we have a chance to show that each and every week.
Hey, Matthew, you've been through this for a long time, and the objective is to win. We all know that any way to win. But there's also this balance here that says that, maybe make mistakes yesterday, that can't be sustained by doing that. So I'm just curious, how's the balance come into play between the veterans talking to young guys and coaches talking to all the team about winning, but can't get away with doing maybe some of the things that happened yesterday all the time? The balance there.
Well, I think the culture that's in place here is one of always working to improve. And Coach Belichick, in my time here, has never had a football team after seven games where he said, hey, fellas, you know, we're doing everything the way we need to be doing it. Let's just keep doing it. That's not how we operate here. We realize that the teams that are in it at the end are going to be the teams that continue to improve throughout the course of the season, and that's something that we're going to have to do if we want to, you know, be a good football team. So.
And generally talking about just supporting the rest of the special teams, but you have guys that are kind of in and out, changing faces sometimes on there. How important is it also to just kind of help the younger guys, some of the younger guys that maybe struggle a little bit early on and help them kind of stick with it?
Well, I think we have a great coaching staff that's done a good job with our young guys, preparing them, getting them ready to play. You know, I think as older guys, anything that we can do to be a resource, you know, answer questions, watch tape together, just make sure we see things through the same set of eyes is very important. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about the group of young guys that we have this year. They've done a great job.
Curious what you thought about the kickoff coverage specifically yesterday when they returned a few past the 25, which has been
not good enough. I think I think we're much better than what we showed yesterday. I think Pittsburgh had a good plan for some of the stuff that we were doing. They're well coached and they have some great talent, but I think we really need to focus on doing our jobs a little bit better, playing together. And I think if we do that, you know, we'll continue to do some good things.
Does it speak to how good that group has been that when that does happen, it stands out because you guys have been able to hold, you know, pin teams back every year?
I think we have a high standard that we've set for ourselves, and the expectations are high from every man in that room. We expect a lot out of ourselves. So we've done a great job all season. A little leakage yesterday that we need to get cleaned up. Hopefully we can do that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.